This is CliffCentral.com. It's your special guest host on CliffCentral.com.
Took a deep breath in the mirror. He didn't like it when I wore high heels, but I do. Turn the lock and put my headphones on. He always said he didn't get this song, but I do. I do.
That was the most boring song I've ever heard in my entire life. So I walked into the studio and I said to Duncan, my sound guy, I believe that's what you are, hey?
Yeah.
Okay, right, my sound guy. And I said to him, let's play Taylor Swift. I was in the car, I was like, woo, it's summer, it's Taylor Swift. It's like New Year, I'm into Taylor Swift. Let's play Taylor Swift. So he read out the songs that Taylor Swift's got. So I said, oh, okay, let's just, what was the song called? It's
Begin Again.
Begin Again. So we said, well, let's play that one because it's the beginning of the year. Man alive, he put that on and we were snoring our heads off. It wasn't a good one. Anyway, I'm awake now, so let's wake up. Hi, everybody. It's Lorraine Maisel, Laughter Therapy. Hopefully, we can get some laughter going and something happening here in the studio with Duncan and I. It's just the two of us today. I have been asked by the powers that be to host a show, which is so cool. Love coming back to be with my, as I tweeted now, be with my bitches in at Cliff Central. That was Duncan's thought. Welcome, bitches. So, yeah, let me just tell you what's been going on in my world a little bit about what's been happening. First things first, my beautiful niece, which we have interviewed on our show before, Tiffany, has got married on the 15th of December. Bless.
Happy.
Yeah, wasn't that cool?
It was. Lucky guy.
And, well, you met him, didn't you? Yes, you met a plastic surgeon. You met Ricky Zun, the plastic surgeon.
Oh, yeah. Those two are together?
Those two are together.
Oh, beautiful couple.
Beautiful couple, beautiful children, mm-hmm. Beautiful wedding, amazing. My little niece looked like a little fairy and amazing. Well, I can't say a little fairy. She's an old, well, she looked beautiful. She was absolutely sensational. Had a great wedding. I looked fantastic, as usual. Had gray hair. Still lost my weight, so that was my goal, was when I started my operation for my gastric bypass surgery, was to be thin for my niece's wedding. Mm. So I was there. It was really nice.
Where can I see the pictures?
On my phone.
On your Facebook.
Yeah, you can. On my Facebook page, you can actually go check it out, Lorraine Maisel. Yeah, they're on my Facebook page, but I mean, I have got them there on my phone. I haven't put many out though. So, you know, we had makeup done. It was in Cape Town. It was on a beautiful farm. It was like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was hot. It was a beautiful day. You know, nothing. I think weddings are so nice when not everything goes according to plan. I think things need to, like, mess up. Because if it's not, then it's not a perfect wedding. And why do we want a perfect wedding? It needs to be just beautiful. So we would get trying to take photographs, and then I disappeared, and then that one disappeared, and my sister disappeared. So we didn't get all the photographs my niece wanted. But you know what? It's all in her memory, and the wedding was sensational. The food was sensational. The flowers were sensational. She looked sensational, and so did I, and that's all that counts. And then I stayed in Cape Town for a couple of days, got some tanning, trying very hard to get brown and dark. Duncan, come here, come closer to me.
You're trying to look like a monkey.
You look like a monkey.
No, no.
Don't say that.
I didn't say. I'm saying you're really looking good, Lorraine. I love the tan.
Do you like the tan? I'm getting so dark. I love it. Mm. I actually should have. I think I'm convinced I should have been born black. But anyway, yeah. I gotta work hard at being black. It's a bit sweat, blood, and sweat, black, and tears for me in the pool area. And then spent some time in Cape Town, and then worked. Oh, before the wedding, I forgot to tell you, Duncan. I did some work. I don't know if you know, but I merged my one business, the Styling Concepts business, with another business in Cape Town.
Wow. You're making big moves, Lorraine.
I'm making moves, baby. It's time to move. 2016 is a moving, grooving, fantastic, ready to rock, exciting, I'm trying to find all these fantastic words. Yeah. So I have now merged styling concepts with a company in Cape Town called The Press Room. We both do the same, exactly the same things. We're just going to now be national and be able to show the fashion industry and the beauty industry and the lifestyle industry that we are national, that you can, we are everywhere and anywhere. Isn't that exciting?
It is exciting, Lorraine. But the Cliff Central listeners know what has been your number one priority for a long time. And it has been getting yourself a man and settling down. How's that going? The business side of your life is fantastic. I mean, you're making moves in Cape Town.
Well, Dunk, I'm going to get to that. I never prep my shows. I'm so shocking. It's a very good, it's a good question. It's such a good question. I love that little laugh of yours. It's a very good question, and it's towards the end of the show. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. Something very, very interesting happened to me.
I remember you almost had an affair with Damon Calvary. That got crazy.
But Do you think that I, Lorraine Maisel, would actually have an affair with Damon Calvary? Are you out of your psychedelic mind?
Lorraine, we've got podcast proof of you trying to get basically into Damon's pants. Not directly, but if we actually...
With his wife sitting here, I can't remember. I actually don't even remember trying to crawl underneath these tables and trying to get into his pants. And those beautiful, baggy, clean... crisp, fresh pants of Damon Calvary. Those lovely, small.
You do remember, right? You do.
I think I just put that on for a show. I just try to make him feel good about himself.
Nah. Have you wished him Happy New Year?
I haven't. I'm really.
Should we call him during the show and you wish him happy?
Do you want to do that?
Wouldn't you like that? I thought you guys were so close and friendly.
You know what? That's a bloody good idea. I haven't spoken to him since Keeping Up with the Calvaries ended. And then I was on the Unview with Sumizi and Alan. And then I decided to give it up. And
now you're here with me.
Now I'm here with you. And you ask really good questions.
Thanks.
When I tell you about my dating
so
moment.
There's something to tell. Yeah, I can't wait.
So it's exciting stuff. I can't tell you. I'm not going to give you names. I can give you times and I can give you cars.
Look, the old Lorraine that we all loved and knew didn't hold back on anything. She'd say, she'd drop a name, she'd tell us everything. I feel like you've somehow grown a bit, Lorraine. You're starting to hold back information. What does that mean? What has been the big change thus far for you and you since the last time we heard from you?
Oh my God, I don't know. I can't even. I don't know, Dunk. That's a good question. Go away with these questions. I don't know what. I think I've grown up. I think. Are you?
Mm.
I think I bought this. I merged this business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of grew. I think I grew up, and I went, oh my God, you know, like I'm really working at. Yeah, being a big girl and not this little naughty. What? No, I can't be. I have to still be a naughty wild child. Look, I was snogging in a car. So.
Yeah.
Lots to tell.
Can't wait to hear that. So, just quickly on that, the new business venture that you undertaken. Was it your idea or was it the Press Room's idea? Who woke up and said, "You know what? We need to merge." Was it your idea initially?
No. It was her idea. She actually called me and came to me and asked me if I would be interested in merging and for us to be bigger in the in the fashion beauty industry.
That's great.
So yes, we definitely she came to me and then we sat at a lot of negotiations, a lot of chatting. She's got amazing clients, I've got amazing clients, and it's just gonna be able to bring all the clients together and give them I'm doing a real puncher for myself, but just give them a national, good PR, marketing, social media, celebrity,
mm-hmm.
service. Okay, it's enough about me. So now let me see what I wrote on my little list of paper here. So let's talk about Elvis Presley. So first of all, you know I have my tattoo because I'm obsessed. So last night I was speaking to my friend Randall Abrams, and he's going, Lord Maisel. So I go, yeah. So he goes, do you know what Thursday is? And I'm going, lesbians day? Like Thursday, isn't, I thought it's rabbits day, Thursday, lesbian day. And then he goes, no, guess again. And I'm going, Thursday, it's a holiday? No. And it took me like 5 or 6 times, I can't even remember what I actually said about it, but it took me about 4 or 5 times before I guessed. And then I went, oh my God, Randall, it's Elvis's birthday. But he's actually misinformed me.
I thought both you guys were big Elvis
we are,
fans.
And you know what? I actually just SMS'd him and said he was wrong. And I'm waiting to hear back from him to see if he actually realizes that he was wrong. Hang on a sec. Let's just have a look at this WhatsApp here. No, he's been in a meeting, so obviously he can't talk to me. So I know that Elvis's birthday because he even SMS'd it to me because we decided last night that I'm going to put the date of Elvis on my arm. So 8, which is the 8th, of the 1st, 1935. But I'm going to put 8-1-3-5. Then I'm going to put the month that he died, which is the 16-8-77. So he would have been 81 years if you can calculate that. Okay, 81 years. He would have been 81. He would have been young. I mean, people live to like 95, 100 now. The man, the king of rock and roll, could have been going if he hadn't have taken copious amounts of drugs.
Was he a drug addict?
You know what? I hate saying yes, but he was. I think, you know what? I think his fame and his fortune and the way he lived his life, he was into like sleeping pills and blah, 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 and, you know, waking up and going to sleep and feeling good and feeling bad. And, you know, I just think, yeah, what do you think? I think that was, and I think his heart couldn't take it and he had a heart attack and died. So that's really what
happened. How old was he again?
So if he died in 1977, let's work that out. So 42.
Okay.
So is it? 35 minus 77 is? 35 minus 77. Is anybody going to phone in and tell me anything so I can maybe like...
I'm really not up for calculating right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no, wait. Right. Hang on. I'm getting the calculator out. Hang on. I can do... I'm even able to multitask this kid. So, yes, it would have been 42. 42.
Well done.
Not bad, eh?
Quite impressive for a lady.
For a what?
For a hot lady. For a hot lady.
I thought you said old lady.
No, why would I?
Moment,
why would I?
Duncan! Bless your soul. So, Duncan, also, I have a somebody that says that she wants to say hello to you.
Really?
Her name is Anne Hirsch.
I think I may know a female comedian.
No? You called her Anne
Hirsch. Oh, the lady from 5FM. What's her name?
Catherine. I was speaking to Catherine this morning. I said, Kath, I've got a show today. What should I talk about? So he says, you know, I love Duncan Law. He said he called me Anne. And she said, I want you to tell him, hello, how's it back? From Anne Hirsch.
Hello, how's it back, Annie?
Catherine Grenfell, my good friend.
She's lovely, by the way. She's
great.
Isn't she? Love her tattoos.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I want to look like her, but I'm just too scared. I will one day. I'm going to keep trying. So when I'm going for one tomorrow, I'm going to have Elvis's date put on my arm here where it is. And
what's the big fascination with Elvis? Just educate me.
You know what, Duncan? I love him. I listen to his songs. One for the money, a two for the show, a really girl, really not go cat go, but don't you step in my blue suede shoes. You could do anything. Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart?
Wow, beautiful.
Oosie dang, shoo hoo jay. See, I even can do a medley. Bless my soul.
Well done.
You know what? I don't know what it is. He was gorgeous. Dark hair, blue eyes.
Come on, baby.
That's it. He sang his voice. He sang without even...
Nah, look, Elvis to me, Lorraine, sounds like someone singing with his mouth full. It's like his mouth is full of marshmallows.
Duncan, I think I'm going to put my foot in your mouth and you're going to have no teeth left.
No, honestly.
Sounds like you've got marshmallows.
It sounds very muffled, yeah. Maybe
that's
I'm missing
it.
Yeah.
Fucking done. I'm leaving. I'm walking out of the studio. Somebody's just told me that Elvis sounds like he's got marshmallows in his mouth.
Oh, bless your soul.
Sorry, had a bit of a cough there. That is hysterical. I am beside myself. Thank you for making me laugh.
You know what? We'll try to get an Elvis Presley song right before the end of the show, and then you'll hear what I'm hearing, and we can just chat about it. Oh, come on, baby.
I will absolutely tell you that he is not singing with marshmallows in his mouth. He's the king of rock and roll. He sang soul. He sang gospel. He sang R&B. He sang with love and passion and desire. And I mean, he was a gospel singer. He came from the church. I mean, where else could you come from when you're a singer?
From the studio.
Duncan, you are funny today. Oh, yeah, you're making me giggle. That's quite funny. Elvis, what are you looking, Elvis Presley Instagram? What are you looking? Are we going to listen to one of these things?
Well, not just yet. I just want to get some background information on the...
Talking about Elvis, you know what? I was on the plane flying after I got back from Cape Town. I flew to London for 10 days to freeze my ass off. And I was watched there's an Amy Winehouse movie that's just come out.
The documentary called
Yes.
Amy.
Yes.
Oh, that changed my life, Lord.
Did it?
I just have to say, you know, she now Amy Winehouse had soul.
Oh, I love
Valerie.
Her.
Valerie.
Valerie.
Oh, I love me some Amy Winehouse. Valerie.
You know what?
Tell me.
She was my idol. First of all, I love having my eye makeup done like Amy Winehouse with little wings on it. She also, I loved her. She lived her life to the fullest. And you know what? Should I tell you what else? Tell me. She was Jewish.
That's what I loved about her so much.
That's what I am, Dunk.
I love
I'm just
me
putting
some
it
Jewish.
Out there.
Oh, really?
You know that it's good luck to sleep with a Jewish girl.
Really? How come I've never been lucky ever? Because I have been with a Jewish girl.
But you are lucky. You're sitting next to me. You
oh,
shit.
Yeah. Sorry.
Have you been with a Jewish girl, Duncan? Now the question asks.
No,
I want to know who this Jewish girl
the
is.
The show is law and laughter therapy. Whatever.
Yeah, but no. So let's have a laugh.
I did have some Jewish sex.
Did you?
Yeah. No, I didn't. Or maybe I did.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, let's not talk about
no,
it.
No, I want to talk. Are you blushing?
No, not at all.
Are you? Don't. Did you sleep with a nice Jewish girl?
So, Lorraine, you say that styling concept merged with Christian.
I'm hysterical. This is so funny, Duncan. You are the most funniest thing. So, this Jewish girl.
You keep looking down my pants. What's your problem? I can see.
You know what? There's this little black thing here that's bothering me.
Lorraine, let's go for a song.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello, I'm back. Hello, I was laughing my head off. I haven't laughed like that for a long time. Okay, Duncan, you make me laugh hysterically. So, where was I? I can't even remember. Duncan, you took me off the rails there. Where were we? What were we doing? We were talking about black dots. Oh, no. Let's move on from that one.
Oh, please.
Let's talk about Amy. You know what? I want to watch that movie again. Look, it's great watching a movie in the plane. But, you know, you can't get emotionally, like, into it. I don't know how to explain it to you. So, I want to buy it. So it's going to be an iconic piece. She is an icon as well. Her voice is, it's just, I don't know how anybody else feels about it, but I think that woman, yes, she lived wild, she lived freely, and she loved passionately. You know, she loved Blake so much. So yeah, I'm an Amy Winehouse fan.
But Blake is the one that messed up her whole life. Blake's the one that introduced all the drugs.
Yeah, but you know what? That's her choice too. She could have also said no.
But as she like,
it takes two to tango.
She was blindly in love with the guy, so it obviously was going to be hard for her to turn down anything that guy said.
It's an interesting discussion. That it's an interesting topic. That is actually quite
loving blindly.
Mm,
how far can your lover push you, Law?
Someone right now, he doesn't have to push me very far.
You'll go anywhere with him.
I'll go anywhere.
You'll do anything.
I'll do anything right now. Right, so I went onto Facebook last night, onto my Facebook profile, and I said, okay, guys, I need some suggestions on what I'm going to talk about today. So I got onto Facebook, and my mates and some people and that I've got on Facebook, because I people friend me, and then I don't friend them back, and I'm chucking in
the... What, you think you're better than other people?
No, that want to be friends
with you, but you don't? You think you're better?
But what happens if I put up a personal post and then they think that I'm a rude bitch?
Personal how?
Personal going, fuck, I had the shittest day, I hate my fucking clients.
Okay.
Or, fuck, I got shagged last night and it was so shit, it was like sticking marshmallows into a keyhole.
And that sounded like Elvis Presley.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? So some of the suggestions I got was let's talk about the litter, which is something that I can't get started on because that would kill me, because I can't bear the litter. In fact, I was driving here today and there was this guy who was, look, I'm an ex-smoker, but I never smoked in my car. I did smoke in my car, but I always put the cigarette stompies into a packet in my car.
Mm-hmm.
Why throw them out the window?
Look, let's say you're in a natural position and you've got your hand out of the car and you're smoking. As soon as you're done with the last puff, I think it takes more of an effort to pull your hand back inside the car and put out the cigarette somewhere inside your car.
No, well, you have to put it out. So what you do is you roll the top off.
That's
so
an effort.
Roll the cherry off. And then you take the stompy and you put it into a sealed packet. You know that? You know how many years it takes for a cigarette stompy to biodegrade? Have you ever looked on the side of the road when you're walking down, and when you driving or walking or whatever you do?
I walk and I drive, Lauren, okay, well, for your information.
Thank you. So me too. And I got so irritated because I think it's... Oh, I'm flashing my tits here. Sorry.
Oh, nice breasts.
Lauren. Thank you. Thanks.
You're not wearing a bra, are you?
I'm wearing my swimming costume. I came straight from the pool. I'm still on holiday.
Oh, yeah.
It's so cool.
That's why you were so wet when I hugged you.
I'm always wet, Doug.
No, you came from a swimming pool dip.
I'm wet all the time, Doug.
When you go for a swimming pool dip.
Yes, when I go for a dip in a pool. So, yeah, so then somebody said maybe we should talk about the crowded beaches in Durban.
Oh, please, not you again, Lorraine, damn it.
And then I haven't been looking at the news. I've been away for 10 days. I didn't look at any South African news. So I didn't even know.
What, you think you're better than us? You don't look at the South African news when you're overseas? You think you're better than us?
No, it's got nothing to do with better. It's got to do with, like, I just don't want to get into the South African stuff while I'm on holiday.
Because you think you're better than us?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
No, you do.
Better than who's us, by the way? South African.
The South Africans, the people of the land.
The South African people. No, man, I'm not better than you. I'm sitting in the cold, freezing London.
Why are you doing a Chinese accent now?
Oh, it's a Chinese accent. You know what? I actually hate it when... Do you think it's a rude thing that when white people speak in a black accent?
I try to speak like white people all the time, even now. I'm trying to sound white, so I don't see anything wrong with that at all.
Don't you?
Mm-mm.
So how do I do a black accent?
You talk like this? No, I don't know. I don't know.
Hello, my name is Lorraine Messer.
I think I'm still Chinese.
I'm Jewish and I live in Sandton. No, not working.
Not working.
All right, can I do Indian and talking? Hello, that's coming in. Are you coming in? All right. So, let me carry on. So, the other suggestion was that I discuss porn, which was quite nice because you've got a little black dot on your pants here. So, we can talk about porn if you want to. Then the other suggestion was religion, which, you know what, I can't be bothered with religion.
Hallelujah. I will say, this past Sunday, I went to a church service.
Did you?
For the first time in like 10 years. There's a beautiful church just up the road. It's called Rivers,
yeah, in South Road.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. I drive past it all the time.
Beautiful church.
Was it?
Beautiful service.
Really?
Loved it.
You know what? I see Sundays people go there and I see that there's quite a lot of traffic and everybody tells me that it's a beautiful church. And I think, you know what? I believe that, I mean, being Jewish, but I mean, I think that religion is about what comes from within you. Whether you go to...
Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord! Whether you go to inside a church or you stand outside in the sun or you sit on the ground or you're in a studio or you're sitting in the middle of Cliff Central and you just have a beautiful thought about your higher power or who you believe in. So for me, that is what it's all about.
No,
it's not about going, having to sit. Look, it's nice to listen to somebody preach and choirs to sing and gospel music.
Hallelujah. The thing about it, Lorraine, is knowing our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
You're getting me going here. You know, I'm Jewish, so I don't know whether you're trying to rile me about Jesus. Because
Jesus is my friend. He's your friend. He's all of our friends. He's our Savior.
Well, the Jews don't believe
that
Jesus...
The blood of Christ will wash you down, Lorraine.
The Jews don't...
It will cleanse you from your sins. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord!
Yeah.
There we go. You got me, Doug. Sunday morning, what time?
Sunday morning, 10 to 11. It's a very short and sweet service.
10 to 11. It's exactly at 10 to 11. Not 11 o'clock?
No. Sorry. It's from 10 o'clock until 11.
Oh, I thought you meant 10.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I could be there.
You are there, Lorraine. You know, Jesus is our Savior. He is... No, actually, I don't know what I'm saying. But what
you know who is my Savior?
Tell me, Elvis.
Amy Winehouse. Let's do Amy for a while.
You see,
Amy and Elvis. And Taylor at the moment. I mean, to Taylor Swift. Okay, so we are off religion. So let's move on from religion. Because I'm going to go to Rivers Church just now, and that's what's going to happen. And then, when I have to tell you what happened on my date, this person will definitely not want me to.
That's the thing about Jesus Christ. He says, come,
the Son of God,
come as you are. You know, I don't care what you did in the past.
So if I went naked, he would be happy.
Come
as I am.
Just come to the Lord as you are, Lorraine.
How am I, Dunk?
You see, that only you know how you are. And only you and Jesus and God know how you are. So through him you shall be saved. You will be washed from all...
Were you saved? Were you washed?
Well, there was a moment where...
Did they still throw water all over you and wash you?
It's not that kind of church, hey? It's a very modern church because they know people have short attention spans. And they really can't concentrate for long. So the services are sweet and short.
Who did you go with?
I went with my partner.
Oh.
My black Jewish girl.
You know there are black Jewish girls.
I know there are. I'm with one.
There's lots of...
Hallelujah!
Black Jews.
Wait. So the Christians say hallelujah. What do the Jewish people say? What do the Jews say? I'm just looking for hallelujah.
I don't know what to say. I'm such a bad Jew. They go.
Chemdelelamba.
No, I don't know. They
Chemdelelamba.
Shalom. Shalom.
It's a very offensive. Turning to an offensive show, Lord.
No, sorry.
We will be banished.
from Cliff Central, the two of us.
Yeah, so please.
Well, they keep wanting to banish me, and I keep coming back. I don't know why. off the religion. Move on from the religion. So then, the next suggestion was racial issues.
Oh, that's, you know, Laura. Okay, what are your thoughts? I'm really saddened. This morning I almost woke up crying because I think the country is really in a bad space at the moment. Like, it's terrible.
You know what? It breaks my heart too, because at the end of the day, and my philosophy, I don't know what your philosophy is, we all have the same genitals. We all... have balls and penises and vaginas and kidneys and lungs, and the only difference is that one color is black and the other color is white.
And
some are yellow and some are coffee and some are whatever, but every single thing, everything everything, even our brain is exactly the same. We might not think the same because we might not have the same traditions.
Culture.
But we are human beings.
At the end of the day.
And So let us just be in love with each with what we've got. Because we have so much in this country. We really do. And I get so passionate about it. And I last night I was on Facebook, and this girl.
Another one?
Some girl, something September.
November, September, October, December.
No, some girl was murdered. I can't remember her first name. Shame. It was terrible. They were talking about it. And somebody just said, what is this world coming to? Why do we live in such a fucked up, horrible, disgusting
we
society?
We want their money.
Money is the root to all evil. Stop it, Dunk. Can we not just love and hug each other and be... I love this country and we've all got to fight for it. And I think we should all stand as a... You know what? Nelson said to me one day.
Mandela?
Yes.
Oh, wow. What did he say?
He said, law. We are you a nation that we must stand together and fight to be one.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Lorraine.
Lorraine.
You're quite good at the accents,
we
eh?
Must fight.
We are one. We are the Rainbow Nation, and we are the Rainbow Nation, guys. I really get saddened, and it is, you know, you do. You wake up in the morning, and you like the sun is shining. We've got beautiful trees. We've got a beautiful country. All that blah, 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 bullshit.
What's the worst thing you've heard, Lorraine, in terms of race? Someone talking bad.
Well, somebody actually called me twice or three times. Somebody's called me a racist. One particular person has called me a racist, and that. Fucked me up. I was so irritated.
But if you are racist, you are racist.
I'm not a racist.
Of course you're not.
I'm not a racist.
Why did they call you a racist? You're not a racist at all. No one is a racist.
I have no idea why he called me that. He's an absolutely revolting... Well,
Was it a black guy?
Let me think about that.
You don't see color, right?
He's not even ANC. That's just saying out loud.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. Because I thought all black people are supposed to be ANC. No, that's wrong.
See,
that is wrong, hey?
Wrong assumption, yeah.
Yeah, very wrong assumption. What are you? Don't ask, I'm not asking.
I'm just glad to be alive, Lorraine.
Yeah, you know
at
what?
At the end of the day.
Also, I'm so glad to be alive as well. Really, you know what? And I just want us all, as human beings, we must stand together. Dunk.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus was black.
And Jewish.
Yeah. You see what I mean? So people absolutely are fighting over nothing at all.
Absolutely. Oh, there's two black guys that have just walked into the studio that are quite hot. Yum, yum. Okay, I'm going to stop this now. Okay, let's go. So then the next thing was a sexual orientation. So I want to know what that was all about. So what are we going to talk about sexual orientation? What is there to talk about sexual orientation?
I think there's a show for that on a Friday with Jonty, Sex Talk.
Oh, yeah. And what's that girl's name? I know her.
Tamar.
Hi. Who's that guy? I know him. What's his name?
Shabs the Medallion. You want to quickly talk to him? Ask him about his black dick.
Oh, Shabs. Come talk to me, baby. How big is your... Are you circumcised?
What?
Are you circumcised?
Yo. yo, what's happening in our lives?
Are you circumcised? Come on, yo.
Answer the question.
Come on, yo. I don't think he is. He's holding
And first of all, I'm not Shabsy, dog. I'm Big Star.
Oh, Big Star. Sorry. Big Star Johnson, the winner of the Vuzu Hustlers Rappers.
Thank you, my brother.
Are you a rapper?
Yes, I am.
I can't rap to save my life. I was singing Elvis just now. Do you know Elvis?
That's my favorite, the king. Come on. Come on, king of rock and roll, let's go.
I might have to just bend over and kiss you, because...
I'm
let me
coming.
Tell you
something. Yes.
yeah.
Can you see what's on my arm?
You can't see from there, Lloyd.
Yes, I see that. I see. Oh, you got a tattoo of the king.
On the king.
Props.
And I'm going to have tomorrow his birthday and his death on my tattooed on my arm.
Why do you like him so much, though? Are you going to put him on your skin?
I don't know.
How come you didn't tattoo that image of Elvis on your vag, Law?
In those days,
you couldn't find it, eh?
Yeah. What, the tattoo
when I was fat. When I was fat. You couldn't find it. You had to squish it all aside and then find my vag.
Poor Elvis.
then could you imagine when I lost all this weight, Elvis would have like shrunk. No, he would have crinkled. He would have got old and all.
Oh, where am I?
Right, so the next on my list. Should we go back down there?
Yeah, whatever's on your list, we address, Lor.
Hey?
Yeah. You still want to talk about race?
No, I'm done with race.
Yeah, we're done.
You
know what?
No,
we're done.
That. Fuck that. I don't want to
At the end of the day, we are just people and glad to be alive.
And I just want to hug people, and I just want it to be about love. It's just like a hugger, you know? You know those people in the mountains?
You came back zenned out from the last time we heard from you, Lor.
Have I?
Yeah.
No, you know what? Last year was a tough year. We worked hard. It was stressful. Things happened. There was lots of change, lots of excitement, lots of hard things. The year started off very shit. And it got better, and then shifted again, and then like I went on holiday, and now I'm like, oh, like, you know, like into myself. I'm like gone inwards, like I'm taking. Praise the Lord.
I think that's
Shalom Shabbat. I'm gonna be killed. I'm gonna be taken off that registered at the Jewish house or wherever it is. I was lying on my tummy in the sun just now, and I think I've burnt my bum. Do you want to see, Dunk? No, it's all right. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Okay, so I want to talk about a very interesting thing that I started towards the end of last year, which was going on a date on Tinder.
Really?
Tinder.
I know about Tinder.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you on Tinder, Dunk?
I was on Tinder. Not anymore.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have matched us.
I think I'm in the range of between 20 and 30.
Why do you think I live that far from you?
In terms of how long you've been on Earth?
I thought you were talking about kilometers.
No,
you
no,
fool.
No. I know nothing's too far for you. You will travel for dick.
I will travel far for dick.
What's the furthest you've had to travel for just a good night, a good shag?
Well, I've got somebody up from Durban. He was a sailor. I brought him up from Durban.
Really? Wow, that is nice. Was it a pirate?
No, it was just a sailor man that worked on the boat there.
Did he smell like fish?
No, he actually was the sex is fair.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a long time ago. That was 20 odd years ago. That was a really long time.
Really?
Yeah, it was probably the last time I had sex.
You think he drowned or do you think he's still alive?
I don't know. Maybe I should look him up on Facebook. I can't remember his name.
Oh. Bless his soul.
So I went on to Tinder at the end of last year, and there were a couple of matches, and then for like months I didn't get anything. Dunk. I was like starting to think, oh fuck, I'm ugly and nobody wants me, and oh my god, how am I going to do this? And then I moved the range out a little bit, and like 5,000 kilometers, maybe somebody will then like me. And I'm like, and even if it was, I was swiping left, towards my heart, swipe.
And sad.
I know.
Yeah.
And nothing was happening, Duncan. And then I thought, no.
But Jesus knows what he has in store for you, Lor.
He has. Duncan, please don't get a church.
He simply, look, he knows, the Lord knows the desires of our heart, Lor.
He knows our journey and our destiny. Not
he knows how dry.
Well, now it's time for him to get me penis. I'm fucking done. Okay.
Oh yeah, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Just play for dick. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Okay, so you keep going back to this religious thing, and I keep wanting to tell you,
religion is everywhere. Jesus is within us. He is everywhere.
Duncan, what are you drinking in that bottle? There's some shit in there.
It's just water.
You shake it and there's something in there. No, what have you put
it's
in
iced
there?
Iced water.
No.
Smell it.
No, Dunk.
Don't put your Jewish nose in my bottle.
There's something in it.
No, it's not.
No, Dunk, there is. I think you must have something out of my sippy cup.
Tell me more about this. Well, are we done with the sailor now? You're telling me you've been...
No, I'm talking... I want to talk about Tinder.
Swiping
I know
left.
There's something called... Yes, swiping left. J-Date, which is for the Jewish dating site. K Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's something called Grinder, which is apparently quite hectic.
There's another one called Instabang.
Oh, I have to write that down.
Not Instagram, but Instabang.
Oh, my pen stopped writing.
I'll send you the detail. Instabang.
B-A-N-G, bang.
Bang, 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 baby.
Right, I'm going to be going home to download that when I'm on my Wi-Fi and see what comes up. So, yes, I was on Tinder and I was really getting disappointed. Anyway, so I lost interest for about 3 weeks and I went, I can't be bothered, you know. It's not going to find me. I've always dreamt that I would find somebody in a supermarket like that, push their trolley into my ankles and go.
You see, it's the movies that messed up our fellow women. Because in this movies, you see these women fall in love with Prince Charming and it all happens so perfectly. And in the real world, it's not really like that. So, I don't know. Get out of that mindset, Law. But you were saying, carry on.
Okay. So, yeah, we're all in the movies. Don't you want to have a movie moment? Oh, you're a man. You wouldn't want a movie moment, whatever. You're a man. Okay. So, I went on to... So, this Tinder thing. So, eventually, I found this guy, Match. And we actually have a friend in common on Facebook.
Oh, yeah?
Can't tell you who, what, or how. So, like, it was weird. It was like instant. We swapped telephone numbers. And then I was in London and I started playing on Tinder in London. Oh, God, I hope he doesn't listen to the show. I better not tell him I spoke about this. Please don't listen to the show. Please.
I'm listening. I'm waiting.
No, not you.
But speak, woman.
So we were in London. We were SMS. And there was just like this amazing energy. It was quite like, I don't know whether it was just.
Usually it is like that when you guys haven't had sex. And it's all these messages back and forth. You know, all that energy. Pent up sex energy. We're just expressing through the phone. And then once you do the deed.
But I haven't done the deed. And like the energy is disappearing.
Really? Maybe you've waited too long to do the deed.
No, but you can't deed on the first date.
Why not?
No, man. What type of a girl do you think I am?
You're not a girl anymore. You're a grown woman who's got sexual needs that need to be fulfilled. You should be using men for sex.
How can I just open my legs to any Tom, Dick, and Harry?
Easily. Just don't hold them. Just open them. Look, Lorraine, you're making this very hard for yourself.
You need to maybe give me some lessons, Doug.
What?
Maybe I've forgotten. It's like, isn't it like riding a bicycle? Do you know?
It is. Lorraine, don't hold back. Look, let's all not deny that how pleasurable sex is, right? No matter who it was, who you're having it with, right?
Well, I must be honest. I nearly attacked him.
For not wanting to do it?
No, well, I didn't want to do it. And I told him it was on the first date. And I said, no, not a chance.
These and rules and regulations.
And we were schnogging. What's and I'm like, I was ready. I must be honest. I was ready to go in for the kill. I was like.
How long since then was it? Were you trying to? How long was it since you were in the car that day?
How long was I in the car for? Or how long was it in the? How long was I in? When was the date?
When was the last time before you went into the car?
That I shagged.
Yeah.
Oh, when was my last shag? Well, that was probably 2 years ago.
Really?
I've
been feeling dry.
That was a bit. Nobody heard that. Was a ta-ta-ta. Well, that's not bad. At least it wasn't 10.
Yeah, but 2 years.
That's a long
time. Well done. I think if your vag could speak, it would probably be saying.
It's a virgin again.
Lorraine, I'm disappointed. I'm out of here. If it could speak, it would have left long time ago.
How would it go? Would it sound like marshmallows?
I'm out of here.
It would go, I'm out of here. No. No. Anyway, well, yeah, so 2 years since I was
intimate.
I was intimate. Mm-hmm. I was going to say shagged. So, yeah, so I haven't had it for 2 years and I've been fantasizing, hey? I have been. And so ever since this, we were SMSing some stuff over the SMSing from London and back and it was getting a bit hot and horny and I got into an aeroplane. I thought I was going to attack the poor guy next to me. He was about 16.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was terrible. So when I got back, I was quite nervous to go on a date. I hadn't been on a date for like a quadrillion years. I'm not going to tell you exactly how long. So I was quite nervous and I was quite, Sorry, Randall just SMS'd me to say yes, it's the 8th of the 1st. So tomorrow's not the 8th, it's on Friday's his birthday. Just saying. I'm going to have to cancel my tattoo tomorrow now. Okay, going back to my date. So I was like, I was so nervous. I actually, should I tell, can I, and I can't say it. I was beside myself. I was so nervous for this date. I don't know if he was. He said he was excited.
You said this guy was 16?
No, man.
Oh.
No, he's older than me, bitches.
A good thing?
Yeah, stable, Jewish, older. What more could a girl ask for?
Nothing, really.
I'm too scared to say too much. So, yeah, I couldn't ask for anything more. But he, you know what he did do?
Let me know.
When we were driving. Yeah. And I actually was wearing shorts. Mm-hmm. That night.
Great legs, by the way.
Thanks, eh? Mm-hmm. Do you want to touch them?
Yeah, not now.
So he put his hand on my leg in the car.
And you got an erection.
And he got an erection. he touched them. And I get this, like, my whole stomach went like... Lots of flies. Does anybody... So let me ask a couple of questions here. So just coming from anybody out there. Oh, my God. No, it's an hour. It's nearly time to wrap.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to ask, has anybody found true love on Tinder? If they have, could they tweet or put it out on Cliff Central or go to the website and just tell me some stories, because I would love to know if you've really found real love there, because who knows what my date is going to come. Oh, we don't know what's going to happen.
But you Jesus knows.
With this guy's Jewish, I don't know if Jesus is going to know the story.
Yeah. Good point.
I don't think Jesus will know the story. And then, has anybody had a good shag from Tinder, which I think that question is yes. And then also, somebody sent me pictures of some of the pictures that people put up there. Do you think that they're all real pictures of people? I mean, there's some people that really want to find a nice person out there. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they really do. Duncan, give me 2 more minutes. Hey? Yeah. I can see you getting edgy that you want me to end all.
No, have Lorraine. This is the platform is yours.
Thank you. What happens at 2 o'clock? At 3 o'clock?
Doesn't matter. Continue the damn story. I'm
trying to bring in the next show. Yes. Okay, right. So if you want to tweet, can you put that up on the screen so I can tell where you can
tweet?
Too
late now.
You can do it at Cliff Central. You can go to Facebook at Cliff Central. You can go to WeChat at Cliff Central. And you can just tell me, just like, has anybody found true love on Tinder, because you know I'm kind of hoping, just on a real level, that I find this person that will just take care of me and will love me and adore me and treat me like a queen, because I think that's what we all want as women. I don't want to. Yeah. What do you think, Dunk? What do you think women want? That's a whole nother bloody 5 hours. You know,
we'll chat about it next week.
Am I coming back?
Oh, definitely. The world loves you, Law. Our listeners love you so much.
Yeah, thank you. So sweet. Bless your soul.
Thank you.
But I want to say it's always so fab. I love being in the studio.
Isn't it just amazing,
I
love it.
I don't know what this energy is in this. I think it's the Cliff.
I think so. I think so too. Yeah.
It's the Cliff Central love.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So hopefully people just hold thumbs that I'm going to get shagged this week.
Oh,
if,
yeah.
If you feel this major earthquake inside in Joburg,
please.
You got to know that this is it. That I am going to get earth-shattering,
ooh, yeah,
fantastic,
baby,
awesome sex. Goodbye from Lorraine Maisel at Laughter Therapy. Take care, look after yourself, and oh man alive, it's Elvis, my man!
It's now or never. Come home, you darling.
Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight.
This is CliffCentral.com.